This is Rhema for Today.
You can't spend any length of time in prayer without being affected by it. If you just spend a little bit of time, you'll be a little bit affected. If you spend a medium amount of time, you'll be medium affected. But if you'll spend a whole lot of time, you'll be a whole lot affected. The quietness, the unshakable faith, the deep peace that pervades the Godhead will overflow into the prayer's life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
How we rejoice in Thee, how we rejoice, we glory in our Father. Thou art good, Thou art great, Thou art kind, Thou art merciful. To wait in Your presence, just to be in Your presence. Oh, just a fellowship with You, just a fellowship with You. Oh, Father, 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 Thou art my Father. I'm in the family of God. Thou art my Father. Father, I come to You in Jesus' name. Thank You. Thank You for being so patient with me. Oh, thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. My heart doth rejoice. My heart doth rejoice. Thank You. I will rejoice and be glad. I'll magnify His name, for He is good. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. It is reached even unto me. His patience is great. With patience and long suffering, He is borne with me. Yea, and He has lifted me out of the place of complacency and placed me into the realm of the Spirit. And in His presence do I wait. In His glory I live. I will exalt Him. Yea, I will praise Him. I will magnify His name. For He is good. He is great. Hallelujah. And above all gods is my God. Yea, He is the God of the universe, the creator of all things. There is none other like unto my Father. Yegadamos min stum revede kasti. Hallelujah. And I'll praise Him. And I love Him. Oh, I love Him. I love You, I love You, I love You, I love You, I love You. Thank You, Father. Oh, maritetis, distifre fraceras, taprocum purandedis, memeam praticatus, o combre faras. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Thank You. We fellowship with Thee. We fellowship with Thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and just thank Him. And just praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Yes, we praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Now just keep your eyes shut and lift your hand to Him. And say it out loud, there is no other God.
There is no other God.
Like my God.
Like my God.
My Father.
My Father.
Oh, thou art my Father God.
My very own Father.
There is no God
like my God.
He is above all.
He is greater than all.
He's my Father.
He is the Creator of all things.
He's my Father.
Father,
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Just to be in your presence.
Just to absorb your glory.
I wait on you.
I love you.
I love you.
With all my heart,
mind,
soul,
body.
I love you.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you see, we need these times of prayer and fellowship. They're just for us. Too many times, and most of the time, of course, in our coming together to pray, we're praying about our needs and about the ministry and about different things. And we ought to. The Bible said, you know, he knows you have need of these things before you ask him. So he told us to ask him. Jesus said that. So that's fine. But you see, we need to get acquainted with other kinds of praying. Hallelujah. Now, I got one of these done. I've got three of them here. My, the other two, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Amen.
My. I'm looking down here at number two. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer has several elements. It brings you into personal fellowship and touch with the Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. All three of the Godhead are brought into the prayer life. You're praying to the Father. You're praying in the name of Jesus. You're praying by the aid and help of the Holy Ghost in the Spirit, as the Scripture said. Your prayer is based upon the Word of God. You can't spend any length of time in prayer without being affected by it. If you just spend a little bit of time, you'll be a little bit affected. If you spend a medium amount of time, you'll be medium affected. But if you'll spend a whole lot of time, you'll be a whole lot affected.
Amen.
The quietness, the unshakable faith, the deep peace that pervades the Godhead will overflow into the prayer's life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, number two. There is a heavenly fragrance about Jesus that lingers with the prayers. Hallelujah. There is a heavenly fragrance about Jesus that lingers with the prayers. One cannot spend an hour in conscious communion with the Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and with the Word without carrying away from that place, hallelujah, a different atmosphere. And folks will be able to tell that different atmosphere about you. You will just simply absorb the presence of God. There is something about those folks that spend time with God. They are slow to speak. They are slow to judge. They are quick to love and to help. Now, before I give you the fourth characteristics, I'm talking about that something that you carry away from His presence. Hallelujah. I'll go over these and I want to comment on them a little bit. Number one, they're slow. They are slow to speak. Those folks that are blabbing all the time, I just know they haven't spent much time with Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, they've said their prayers and rattled off a few words from memory. Somebody asked Charles Finney one time, you know, if you ever read Mr. Finney's autobiography, there was a little fellow that went along. Actually, he was an older man and I guess sort of semi-retired from the ministry. He had been in the ministry. His name was Father Nash. He'd go sometimes several days, even sometimes weeks ahead of time into a city where Finney's going to come to hold a campaign and try to recruit people to pray. Mr. Finney said somebody asked him one time, "Do you know a Father Nash?" He said, "Oh, yes, yes, I know him. I know him." Said he goes along and prays. Sometimes he didn't even go out to the meetings. He'd stay back in his room and pray for the meetings. People didn't see him much. He was by himself praying, waiting on God, praying for the meetings. So he said, do you know Father Nash?" "Oh, yes, yes, I know him." But he said, "What kind of a person is he?" Mr. Finney said, without thinking, I just simply said, "Well, he's like anybody else that prays, a real quiet person."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Another Living Faith Conference.
Yeah.
The first one is in Puyallup, Washington. That's April the 28th through the 30th at Experience Church. We haven't been there before, so no. We're excited about going there. There's Pastors Dennis and Lori Cummins. And if you're in that area, we invite you to come. And then we are going to where?
We go over to Hillsborough, Oregon.
That's right.
May 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Wednesday through Friday, New Creation Church, Pastors Rod and Rebecca Sunholm. Listen, if you know people in that area or you live within the area, hey, come and see us. Come
yes.
and be a part of the conference. You will enjoy it. It is a great time. Now, on the last night of each conference,
yes,
that would be on Tuesday night in Washington and on Friday night there in Oregon, I have what I call healing night. I will minister about healing and I will pray for the sick. So, and we've had some tremendous
yes.
testimonies
yes.
of people that have been healed by the power of God. We will talk about that. You say, "Well, I don't know much about it." Well, you come and you'll hear about it, and you can receive if you believe.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.